Unit 8, Keeping Safe. Expansion 8. Exercise 3. What should we do if we need to call the emergency services?
Well, first, you need to know the number of the emergency services in the place where you live.
Okay. What happens when you call the emergency number?
When you call the emergency number, an operator will answer your call. The operator asks you which service you need, the police, the fire department, or an ambulance service. You should tell the operator clearly what the situation is and which service you need. It is important to speak calmly and clearly, so that the operator can understand you.
Does the operator ask for any other information?
Yes. The operator asks the caller where he or she is calling from, and also asks for the caller's name.
Okay. What else should we remember when making an emergency call?
It is very important to keep calm. Many people, because they are nervous or upset or scared, forget to give very important information to the operator. For example, they tell the operator about a fire on Mason Street, but they do not mention which part of the city the fire is in.
And there may be more than one Mason Street in the same city.
Exactly. Sometimes, because of receiving wrong or incomplete information, the emergency services waste time by going to the wrong place.
Thank you for telling me how to use the emergency services. Exercise 7.
In my house, we have a list of emergency telephone numbers. On the list, we have the telephone numbers of the place where my dad works and the place where my mom works. We also have the telephone numbers of our neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace, and the telephone number of my aunt and uncle. The list is stuck to the wall next to the telephone in the kitchen.